listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Streaming online at CITR.ca. LARP on.
Your hand in my hand today, love is colder. Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. We have a special guest today here. We have our We Need Surgery. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
So we're going to be chatting and giving away tickets and listening to their music. So stay around. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And let's put some away. They have a new CD called Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. So this is for my friend Machine that is listening there in Mexico City. This song is called Mexican Grand Prix.
We'll be right back.
back here, 101.9 FM, and we have these guys, We Need Surgery. They're going to be chatting with us. So this is a new Mogwai CD, Hardcore Will Never Die, But You Will. It's on Soft Pop Records, just brand new. We were listening there to Mexican Grand Prix. And we started the show with another amazing band, Fond of Tigers. They have a CD called Continent and Western. We listened there to Vitamin Meathook. And we have all the band of We Need Surgery, which were formed in Korea, no? In South Korea?
Yeah. South Korea, yeah.
Who can tell the story of the band? Sounds...
You want to go ahead?
Go ahead, man.
Myself, I'm the singer. My name is Misha. You want to introduce yourself first?
Valentino.
Brandon.
Paul.
But anyways, Brandon and myself met 7 years ago and formed a band called Sun Radio. And then we met these two other guys and another fella who's not here today. And that was about 3.5 years ago. And yeah, we just changed name, changed roles a little bit. And yeah, we were born. We Need Surgery was born.
But are you guys...
In a nutshell.
What were you doing in Korea? No.
English teachers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And other things. Not all of us. I think Paul was acting, and our other guitar player. He's actually from South Korea. He was born there.
Uh huh.
And he was like a waiter or something. And Misho, I think, was a nude model. And I was a kindergarten teacher, and Brandon was a university professor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
So we just, you know, got really bored and started playing a lot of music.
So where are you guys from originally?
I'm from Vancouver.
Okay, so we have one Vancouver guy.
Yes, sir.
I'm from Kitchener-Waterloo, Ontario.
Ontario.
Brandon's from Alabama.
Alabama?
USA. Yeah, we got two Americans in the
okay.
California.
And then the other guy is South Korea, no?
The other guy is South Korea.
The other guitar player is
yeah.
it? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so pretty eclectic mix there.
Yeah, weird stuff.
And so you started playing in Seoul?
Yeah.
Seoul, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then you decided to come to Vancouver because of the weather?
Well, after playing, you know, 300 shows in Seoul or in Asia, then, you know, you kind of reach a ceiling that you can't get past anymore. There's nothing left to do. Because that's just the music biz down there. That's just the way
it
works.
The music industry is not set up to advance foreigner member bands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we were all Korean, we might have gone further or stayed there longer. But yeah, to go further, we had to come back home, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vancouver was just one of the cities that we were thinking about coming to. We were thinking about Portland, Oregon, but yeah. Ultimately, we decided on Vancouver, British Columbia, and that's why we're here now.
Okay. Cool. So you guys have met there like an expat parties, or how does that work? Yeah?
Well, we actually all met through just kind of music venues, basically. Misho and I met at an open mic night, and he was singing just solo acoustic stuff, and I think he said for one song, hey, is there a drummer in the house? And I think I got up and played drums for one or two of your songs.
Something like that, yeah.
I really liked his songs, and I was like, let's play together. And we had another guy who was playing with us. And then Valentino kind of was hanging around musicians in Seoul, and that's how he kind of, I think, right?
We all had mutual friends. So
yeah, it was all music-based.
So there's a lot of foreigners living there in Seoul.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who play music well, actually, amazingly.
Yeah.
The bar is set extremely high, you'd be surprised.
Like, yeah.
There are a few music venues, but at each music venue every Friday and Saturday night, there are 5 or 6 bands playing, and everyone is really good.
Okay.
Almost everyone.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whether you like that style of music or not, you will appreciate the effort, at least.
Yeah. Okay. So you have an EP called The Simon Says?
Well, it's called, I think our manager misprinted that or misspelled that. Good job, buddy. Simon Says EP.
Simon Says EP.
That's
okay.
Right, yeah.
So this was recorded back in Korea, or?
Yeah.
This
was recorded on a Yamaha 01B.
Yeah, it was the last thing that we did before we came to Canada. I think
very fast recording.
Yeah, it was all done in less than a month.
Okay.
Recorded, mixed, not mastered.
Okay.
But yeah, we brought that home with us.
Cool.
It's actually opened a lot of doors for us. So
yeah,
we're pretty happy with that.
Got us on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So when did you come to Vancouver?
We all got here like beginning of November or something like that.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, late October, early November, something like that.
Okay.
We all took some time in our hometowns, see family and friends, and then we all, you know, met up here in Vancouver.
So basically,
yeah, November, I guess. Yeah.
5 months
or
so.
For most of us.
For most of us, yeah.
Cool. Well, let's listen to a song from the Simon Says EP.
Sure.
Let's listen to Stranger, no? That's,
yeah.
I think that's my favorite song.
Is it, yeah?
So let's listen to that. You're listening to 101.9 FM. Stick around because we have tickets to give away, a couple of interviews, good stuff happening.
Wasting
So that's We Need Surgery here on 101.9 FM. We have the guys here on the studio. So, yeah, pretty cool song, eh? The people here on the Facebook are liking it. So
that's nice.
That's cool.
It's actually available for a free download as well.
Yeah. And where can people find you?
Well, the whole EP is downloadable. If you're our friend on Facebook, it's on our page. If you're not our friend, you could go to reverbnation.com/we need surgery. Reverb Nation.
Okay.
It's downloadable there.
Cool.
Or just go to weneedsurgery.com and find links and info as well.
You can track it down that way.
Okay. What's the influences, like, your musical inspiration?
We all come from similar music.
Joy Division, New Order. The Smiths, did I say the Smiths?
No. I don't think you did.
A bit of Smiths influence in there.
A lot of British stuff.
Britpop. The Cure's good.
The Cure, too, okay. Nice.
Some American stuff. Blur. Dinosaur Jr.
I've heard a lot lately, actually.
Velvet Underground. That was one of
T-Rex.
T-Rex. Yeah, that's another good non-American band.
Oh yeah.
I didn't ever. Justin Bieber.
A lot of Bieber.
Yeah. We're huge Bieber fans.
And what's with the name?
Nothing.
Who needed surgery? It's just.
Misho came up with it. We like it. People read into it. It's funny to us. That's it.
And how is it in Korean? How do you say it in Korean?
It's actually on the logo of this EP. Susul Yomang. Susul means surgery, and Yomang apparently means we need. But it's in there somewhere, really tiny.
Okay.
Susul Yomang.
So how's your Korean?
It's alright.
Everybody's
pretty cool.
It's a difficult language, man. It's really difficult.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
cool. Okay, shows that you're having. You're having
show at the Cobalt coming up on Friday, February 25th. And actually, seeing as though you're giving away tickets today, we can do the same thing.
Okay.
How do we decide?
You want us to do that now?
Yeah,
for sure. We can give away through the website, no?
Through your
website
Facebook.
Or
Facebook?
We had an idea, a little kind of contest kind of thing. Whoever your listeners are, like the first person to just shout out on our Facebook wall from now, you can get 2 free tickets.
It's 12:02 p.m.
And the first person, but not the same person, can't win twice. If you have a Twitter account and you tweet our name at We Need Surgery, we'll give you 2 free tickets.
Okay.
So this is for the Cobalt.
Friday, February 25th, 8 p.m. That's a CD release party for a band called Young Pacific.
Yeah, they're having their new CD's coming out, Young Pacific. And they're really cool, and we appreciate them asking us to play with them.
Yeah.
And another band called Chimpanzebras is going to be playing there.
Chimpanzebras, okay, at the new Cobalt.
Yeah.
So I know a couple of people that are fans of your band are listening there.
Thank you, guys.
So probably they will win the tickets if they hurry up there.
Yeah, hurry.
If you live in Vancouver.
Hurry. Shout out on our Facebook wall. Say we need tickets.
Our moms, please do not apply because you will not be coming to Vancouver.
Yeah. So the new Cobalt on the 28th. That's Friday the 26th, no? Sorry.
25th.
Okay, 25th.
Yeah.
With John Pacific at the Cobalt. Have you been to the old Cobalt?
We've heard a lot about it. We have not.
I haven't heard about it.
Harry,
Divey, things we've heard in the old days. Yeah, you would know.
Nah, it was just a heavy metal bar. It wasn't really.
Yeah. Punk, hardcore.
Played there once, and we really liked it. Great sound, cool vibe. Really nice.
Yeah, we had a good experience. That was one of our first shows in Vancouver, actually, was the Cobalt. So we're pretty happy to be playing there again.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's listen to another song from your EP.
Sure.
We should think of a contest for all our international listeners, no?
Okay.
Sure.
We have a Charlie there in Budapest that is also liking your music.
So oh, yeah?
We will think of
How about for our international listeners, the first person to write on our Facebook wall doesn't get a ticket. How about that?
Well, it's just obvious, isn't it?
We'll think of something.
We'll think of something.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts in the Westside UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Kerner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So you're listening there to 101.9 FM. So go to the Facebook of We Need Surgery, get some free tickets to go check them out on the 25th. Is it Friday?
Friday.
The Cobalt Show, yeah.
The Cobalt, yeah.
8 p.m.
Okay, and if you want to go to see the Deers are coming here to Vancouver. Oh, somebody's on the phone there. Hold on. CITR?
Hey, I just want to say that We Need Surgery's best band in Vancouver right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've seen them play a couple times, and by far the best live band.
Okay.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Joel.
Joel, you want to check them out on Friday the 25th at the Cobalt?
I would love to check them out Friday the 25th at the Cobalt.
Okay, so can we give him a ticket to go?
I think we can, yeah.
Yeah?
I think we can accommodate him.
Yeah, by far, I've seen him a couple times play. By far the best man of Vancouver right now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, well, you have a fun there.
Third caller, but okay. Since he really wants him, we'll do that.
Okay.
Cheers, man.
So, sorry,
get the tickets.
What's your last name?
Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
You got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
so
send us a message on Facebook and we'll get them to you, buddy.
Keep rocking. I'll check you guys up on Facebook too. Okay, thanks. Eh?
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Tell your friends.
So there you have a fan.
That's
there.
Yeah. That's one.
That's one fan. No, I know you have a couple also there in the Facebook. Let's give away tickets also for the Deers, no? The Deers are coming to Vancouver. This band from Toronto.
Oh, yeah.
The Deers, they have a city called The Generation Street. And they're going to be in Vancouver March 5th at the venue. So give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And we'll get you a ticket there to go check out this band, The Deers.
Shake it together.
So that's the Deers. They're going to be playing on March 5th at the venue. So Julian Callender won the tickets to go check them out. And then for your show, who won the tickets there?
Oh, yeah, who won the tickets? We do have a winner.
We got a winner on Facebook. It's Rob. So Rob's going to get some tickets.
Okay, and then Joel also, we gave him notes.
Oh, we'll get Joel from the call-in. And then on Twitter...
We haven't had a winner.
We don't have a first person, so if we can get a Twitter shout-out, a tweet, for We Need Surgery, you'll get two tickets.
Okay, yeah. Do that. Let's put an ad. We'll be right back.
No more strangers. Pete Root, WinnieCooper.net, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present the much-anticipated EP release of Super Cassette, February 18th at the Cobalt. Joining Super Cassette will be The Raccoons, Ono Yoko, and DJ Hunk the Drunk. Showtime is 9 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door. Super Cassette EP release party, February 18th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street.
So we're back here after that brief pause. So Super Cassette's coming there. And you guys playing at the Cobalt? Any other shows coming soon?
Actually. Oh, here it is. March 3rd at the Forum on Granville Street.
Okay.
And let's see, March 10th at the Railway Club. And March 31st at the Media Club.
Okay.
We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Yeah, so you have a good month in March, eh?
Yeah, sure.
Cool, and people can buy CDs there, like EPs and stuff.
No,
T-shirts.
Not yet. The EP is a free download anyway.
Yeah.
But when the CD is ready, that will be available at shows. But we're still recording.
We're in the recording studio now, so.
Oh yeah.
We're working on a full length album.
Okay.
Which will include the songs on the EP.
So four songs plus.
And then we'll have that, you know. Burned off on CDs and ready to go for people
to purchase.
Okay.
Or just get. Those songs will have the songs from the EP plus I believe six or seven more. No, there's 11 songs.
11 songs. Yeah.
Okay, 11 songs on
plus eight more songs.
Cool.
Yeah.
At shows you can buy cool buttons like you're wearing. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're selling buttons.
That's our only merchandise.
We could send some of our listeners abroad some buttons.
Cool. Okay, so let's wind it down a little bit. We had a Valentine's party there with John Pippus and Satori Tithe and Harma White last Saturday. It was really cool. So John Pippus playing with this songwriter Evelyn Ignatson. She goes by Ev there, and so we're gonna put a song from her because it was Valentine's Day. So this is kind of like an anti Valentine's Day. We don't like a lot of things that happen around holidays. So we're going to put this song here by Ev, and we'll be right back on 101.9 FM.
And so we've only got tonight. That don't mean that I can't taste the sweet forever on your face a thousand times. Only for tonight, let's pretend that every other day is Valentine.
Thank you. Lord will do good service by conscientiously expressing his conviction. For only thus can the load of prejudice by which this subject is overwhelmed be removed.
So what you know about natural selection? Go ahead and ask a question and see where the answer gets you.
BC's own Baba Brinkman is bringing his spoken word rationalist rap to Vancouver in a presentation by CITR and Radio Free Thinker, Vancouver's number one skeptical radio show and podcast. His lyrics have been called sometimes sly, often hilarious, and always smart and thought-provoking. Don't miss Baba Brinkman, the rap guide to evolution, February 20th, 9 p.m. at the Railway Club in Vancouver. For more information, check out www.radiofreethinker.com.
They are intelligent. They are smarter than the most up-to-date supercomputers. We cannot underestimate it.
The Biltmore Cabaret is your home for great live music in Vancouver. February 8th, the Biltmore, CITR, No More Strangers, and Beatroot Magazine present Vancouver's very own Teen Days with Yip Deceiver and Sugar and Gold, plus the WinnieCooper.net DJs. February 10th, the Biltmore and Beatroot present Seattle Folk Poppers Hey Marseille with guests Ruffled Feathers and Henry and the Nightcrawlers. February 25th, don't miss the outer space surf stylings of the one and only Man or Astro Man with special guests Octopus Project and the James T. Kirks. Do yourself a favor and go to this show. February 26th, the Vancouver Folk Festival and the Biltmore present Jim Bryson and the Weaker Than's Band with Siskiyou. You. This is an early show with curfew at 11. Door time for all these shows is 8 p.m. Advance tickets can be purchased at the Biltmore, Zulu, Red Cat, and online at ticketweb.ca. Online tickets for Jim Bryson and the Weaker Than's Band are available through PayPal.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We have We Need Surgery here on the studio, and they're going to be playing on the Cobalt on the 25th, is it?
Yes,
Friday, the 25th. Okay, and a couple of more shows there during March. So check them out. The Forum, March 3rd. The Railway, March 10th. And the Media Club, March 31st. Pretty cool. So you're becoming a fixture now in the... in the music scene here, eh? In Vancouver.
We're trying. We're new. We're noobs. So it takes time. And so, you know, we like to play a lot of shows. I mean, we like to keep busy. But you can't really do that in Vancouver. You can't play too many shows. Clubs don't like it.
Yeah.
Because they think, you know, people won't come more than once a month or whatever. And they could be right, but we still just want to play music.
So. Yeah.
We're not used to that. We're used to playing.
Yeah, we're used to playing once a week or something like that.
Twice a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way it should be, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We just want to play music, and it's not all about money all the time, you know.
So. Cool. We have somebody on the phone, and I think that's an interview. So okay, let's put another and the next song there from the album number 4. And we'll be right back here. This is We Need Surgery. We'll be right back. So that's We Need Surgery. That song is the song that gives the title to the CD, no?
Yes, that's right.
Simon Says. Who's Simon?
He's a friend.
It's a friend?
An old buddy.
Any story there? Or
nah,
just
not really.
Was Simon Jenkins the model for that?
Oh, well, yeah.
He was such a good buddy at the time.
He was, yeah. He was
we don't see him much these days.
Cool.
He's from Vancouver.
Okay, so you're listening here to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. And we were listening there to Ev Igmanson, something like that, with her Valentine song. It's a pretty cool girl. And after her, we listened to Stars from Toronto, Montreal, kind of that sound. They have a city called The Five Ghosts, and we listened to Wasted Daylight. And then we listened to the Simon Says song here, We Need Surgery. So you want to talk about the new upcoming
new record, yeah.
CD? What's the name of the song? Do you know?
The CD will be probably self-titled.
Self-titled?
Yeah,
okay.
Because it is our first CD.
First real one.
Okay.
First full-length album.
Yeah.
Really.
Cool.
We had this EP, but this will be our first CD. It's been recorded at Nimbus.
Okay, yeah. Pretty cool, Nimbus.
Yeah, Nimbus. They invited us in there, and they did it all for free, and they've been amazing. You know, the engineers that we've worked with, Rob Sommerfeld and Shepherd and
Paul Shepherd, Pockets, and yeah, Rob.
And of course, the producer Futcher has been
Futcher.
Amazing, and Chris Grant and Garth Richardson, who's an amazing producer. So we've been very lucky and fortunate with the whole Nimbus
crew.
Yeah.
But we've since relocated to another studio to finish off our tracking.
Yeah. We should also thank Network Records for introducing us to Nimbus.
To Nimbus.
Yeah.
And these people.
Yeah, Network is really cool too.
Yeah.
Okay. It's great. And also, don't forget to check. We were talking about Ev there, that she was singing there with John Peoples. Probably put a John Peoples song later also. So check out vanmusic.ca. There's some highlights on the party that we put there with John Peoples and Satori Tithe and Harma White. It was really cool that show. And there's also in Band Music, there's some of the Winteruption calendar that is happening there on Granville Island from Friday 25 to Sunday 27, February, this February on Granville Island. It's going to be a couple of free shows that you cannot miss. For example, Tony Wilson is playing with the Pox and Krause Band. That's on Sunday, February 27 at the Performance Works, and that's free. And also, Karsik is playing on February 26th there at the Performance Work. I think that's also an early show. So it's going to be really cool, the Winteruptions. There are going to be some of the Flaming Jazz players there. Also some Aerials there, some Buskers. A lot of cool things. So check out vanmusic.ca. There's all the information there that you need for this Winteruption. What else is happening? We got a call from the Stolen Organ Family Band. These guys are kind of like a psychedelic country. They're having a show there with Aunts and Uncles. Also a very super cool band here from Vancouver. And they're going to be playing with a band from Calgary called the Fun Jap and the Roar. This is a show, a rare show, that's going to happen at The Woods, which is at 7 West 2nd Street at Ontario. Never been there, so yeah, probably check it out, The Woods. That's happening this Friday. The Stolen Organ Family is going to be playing there with Aunts and Uncles and the Fun Jap and the Roar. So there you go, check out vanmusic.ca for more information. And you want to repeat your gigs?
Sure.
Go ahead, buddy.
You want me to do it?
Okay.
Okay, well, Friday, February 25th, 8 p.m. at the Cobalt. That's the Young Pacific band, their CD release party with Chimpanzee Zebras and us. And so that's the soonest one. And then we got a few more in March. March 3rd at the Forum. March 10th at Railway Club. We played there before and really liked it. And March 31st at Media Club. Our first show there.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's listen to the other song that we haven't heard here from the CD. It's called Cocoon. And actually, it's the one that is playing there in the back. What's the writing process in the band? How do you guys... Somebody comes with an idea and then you develop?
It usually starts with Michel. Usually. Michel usually comes up with a melody and some chords. And then...
Just sort of
then the rhythm section adds their deal, and then I make everything good.
There you go.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Okay.
A little exaggerated.
So I get that Misho is the singer. So yeah, did you write the lyrics too?
Well, that's actually a shared job between Valentino and myself. Depends. Some songs... We're mainly written
yeah,
by
some
myself,
songs are so. All him, some songs are, yeah. You know, all me, but it's usually about, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
50-50, I guess.
Okay, and what did they talk about?
He's my editor.
I'm the editor.
But you guys,
when I'm not making sense.
If I'm ever writing lyrics, I most of the time I'm writing them about Misho.
Sorry?
I'm writing them about Misho,
okay.
The singer. Mm-hmm. That Cocoon, I wrote all about Misho, every word. Yeah, is about him.
Okay.
He doesn't know that.
Well, news to me. Thanks for letting me know that. By the way, I'm rewriting that song.
Do you want to dedicate that song to anyone, Misha?
Dedicate
it to yourself, dude.
Alright. Valentino's going to dedicate. Well, I guess I'll dedicate this to my mom. Today's my mom's birthday. This is not her favorite song, but happy birthday, Mom.
Okay, where is your mom? In Ontario?
Yeah, my mom's in Ontario right now. She's in Port Hope. She's working up there. But, yeah.
Port Hope?
Yeah, she'll probably, if she's not tuned in right now, she probably will listen online later to the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah, that's good that you mentioned that, because if you guys miss the show, you're missing out this great band. You can always podcast the show at www.citr.ca, when you can also listen live there. That's why we have all these listeners from all over the world, because with the internet,
it's great.
It's so easy. And with the podcast, well, you can listen to the show whenever you want, you know. And if you don't like a song, you can fast forward it. If you like a song, you can play it again and again and
there
again. So it's pretty cool. Okay, so let's listen to Cocoon, dedicated to Misha's mother there in Ontario.
Happy birthday.
We love you.
I walk back alone.
That's We Need Surgery. These guys are amazing. You should check them out when they play live. You will be surprised with their music. So it's time for more shout-outs. I don't know, anybody else? Your friends listening there? You want to say hello?
I don't have any friends.
No? Any family members? No?
Hello, James. Friends.
No?
James.
James,
yeah. James
and...
James' son.
Oh, James! Joel. Hi, James!
We love James.
And the Korean member, where is he?
Jungyu had to work today, yeah. So shout out to Jungyu.
Actually, it's working hard. We have a lot of birthday shout outs.
Lauren,
actually.
Yeah.
We should maybe do some birthday shout outs. It's Jungyu's birthday tomorrow, who's not in the studio.
Really? It's his birthday?
He's not in the studio today. It's his birthday tomorrow. Yeah. And Lauren's Valentino's birthday yesterday.
Yeah, Lauren is also listening there too.
Oh, there she is. Yeah.
See?
I think it's her birthday soon.
How are you, Lauren?
Hey, why do you have to work during the show? Come to the show. Yeah. Don't work.
I also want to say hello to Jordan Gray, who also discovered you for band music. He was a guy that that gave me your CD, actually.
Oh, thanks, really? Jordan.
Jordan Gray from bandmusic.ca.
Oh, shout out to Haruka Goto. She's a friend of ours from Japan who's living here.
Who?
Haruka. I'm not sure if she's listening, but yeah, good friend of ours.
Cool. To Haruka. And my friend Arlene, who listens also to the show there on Vernon, BC. You know, well, you probably know Vernon, no?
Sure, around. Vernon, yeah.
But yeah, it's...
Never been.
It's cool, eh? Cool city there in the Okanagan. I don't know who else is listening. Dear Charlie in Budapest, Jorge,
hey, Charlie,
in Mexico City.
My mom might be listening.
My friends from Monterrey also are listening there.
My mom might be listening. Hi, mama.
Mothers. My mother is not listening, actually. She's not.
Oh,
listening.
No. Yeah. Sounds like we're talking with your mom.
Bad mother.
Oh, you know what? I forgot to shout out to my sister Jill last time. She didn't hear her name last time we were on the radio, so just in case. She's
okay. Cool. What else? Well, let's put the show dates again before we say goodbye. We're gonna put some.
So quickly, Cobalt on the 25th. That's a Friday night. It's a CD release party. Tickets are available to purchase online. They're $10, and I think they're $12 or $13 at the door. So
that's also
$14.
Young Pacific CD.
Yeah, Young Pacific CD release party.
Our EP release party. Yeah.
And you can get in touch with any one of the bands there, and they're all selling tickets. Preferably get in touch with us.
Okay.
You can get our info at WeNeedSurgery.com or check our Facebook page, WeNeedSurgery at Facebook. And we're playing March. Playing March 3rd at the Forum, 10th March 10th at the Railway Club, and then March 31st at Media Club.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So there you go. And I have also some free tickets to go check out Paul Anthony on Saturday, February 19. That's going to be happening at Boulevard 22nd. That's 750 Pacific Boulevard. I guess that's Plaza of Nations. So, I don't know, but these tickets are here, so you have to come to the station to pick them up. So for the first people that come to the station here at the sub building in CITR, you can go check out this electronic show there from Paul Anthony. Okay, so we're reaching the end of the show, but I want to put a couple of Spanish songs. Well, the first one is Santa Lucia. This is a Vancouver band, actually, but they define themselves as Latin funk. And I want to put also a song that was recommended by me by Jorge in Mexico City, El Columpio Asesino, all the way from Spain. So we're going to put this couple of songs, and then we'll be right back to say goodbye. And remember to podcast the show on www.citr.ca.
million bucks.
Who's gonna bail me out?
Out of a job in a flash. Getting high.
Un collar de perlas de
grandes perlas premiadas. Así son mis perlas acumuladas. Que no lo hice bien, ahora sé que mal es lo mejor que lo puedo hacer. No pretendo arreglar el daño que está hecho ya, pero por favor, ábreme la puerta.
Back here on 101.9 FM, we're gonna say goodbye.
Bye.
And, thanks, guys, for coming to the show.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for having us.
Really appreciate it.
Oh, it was
really
cool. Cool to listen there to the Simon Says EP, and we're waiting for the full length CD. When?
It's coming. I don't know.
2020, maybe.
Pretty soon. Give us a couple more months. 1 month or
probably 1 month. Yeah.
1 month, maybe.
Month of recording and maybe a month of post.
We're allowed to release it.
Cool. Yeah, we'll see. There's no release date set yet, but in the next month or two there will be a date.
Okay.
Probably an event in the city.
So around April, May, more or less.
We're hoping for an early, late spring, early.
It's up to our producer, Butcher.
Okay.
He calls the shots.
He calls the shots.
He's boss man.
He's a boss of candy.
So we're gonna podcast the show. So check it out at www.citr.ca. And so I'll see you guys, I guess, on Friday the 25th
at
the Cobalt.
Thank you very much.
We're going to leave you with maybe a couple of songs, and then we're going to put the Deers CD. The Generation Street, because we gave a bunch of tickets there, so we have to promote this gig. You know, the Deers, March 5th at the venue. Check them out. They're coming all the way from Toronto, promoting their new CD.
Very good band.
Which is called,
yeah. Very good band.
Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah. The Generation Street. I haven't listened to the whole CD, but that song was pretty cool, no? That we put before.
Well, they've been around for a long time, that band.
Yeah.
Well, 50 years, I'm sure.
Yeah, really cool. It's
very good Canadian
most,
band.
Most are they all Canadian? I think so. No?
Yeah, they're all Canadian.
Yeah, eh?
All
yeah. Cool. Montreal, but I think they're recording in USA now.
Are they in the
so
States?
So I think so. Yeah. So check them out. Okay. So thanks guys for listening. We'll leave you here with Santa Lucia and then the Deers.
Tremenda chupadera, con amor en mi boca negra, en la casa del gringo tembló.